You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by Savage Arms. We all know that the human body comes in all different shapes and sizes. However, most firearms do not. That is why Savage Arms has rolled out their AccuFit system on the 110 platform. AccuFit uses interchangeable components that allow hunters to custom fit both comb height and the length of pull without taking their rifle to a gunsmith. In fact, the only tool you need is a Phillips head screwdriver. If you want to find out more information about the AccuFit customization system, visit savagearms.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ohio Huntsman Podcast. And today we're going to talk about 2020, a year in review. So it's been an interesting year. We kind of obviously keep the conversation more toward hunting in the outdoors, but just basically going over how our seasons went this year. We rank them on a scale of 1 to 10 and talk about why we rank them that way. And yeah, so that's what this episode's about. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about our sponsor, Mastin's Deer Sense. So Mastin's is a sponsor of the show. They're a deer scent company, and deer scent is a great way to get either deer in front of your stand or in front of your camera. As we all know, you know, deer are curious animals, and so deer scent out in front of your trail camera, or using it as they have a scent that's called Smell Like a Deer. It's a great cover scent. We've had a lot of good luck with their scents, so check them out. Go to mastinsdeerscents.com. Or you can go to ohiohuntsman.com/sponsors and check out all of our sponsor information there. Now, let's get into our 2020 year in review. Welcome to the Ohio Huntsman Podcast, where three brothers, Jason, Jacob, and Jeff, discuss all things hunting in Ohio. Our goal is to be your source for accurate and reliable hunting news and conservation issues in the great state of Ohio, as well as some fun and interesting conversations along the way. This is the Ohio Huntsman Podcast.
Are you listening?
All right, so here we are, the end of 2020. By the time you guys were recording this, December 28th, so just before muzzleloader, but by the time you all hear this, it'll be 2021. And basically, we thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about how things went in 2020. It's been a year, right? With just everything that went on in the world. But, you know, aside from that, how did our seasons go? How's the podcast doing? How's, you know, podcast performance doing? That sort of thing. So I guess what I wanted to do was kind of go around and what do you guys like? Let's give it a number score. What do you think? 1 to 10? Rate your season on 1 to 10?
Sounds good to me.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to rate our season, our fall season, 1 to 10, and then kind of explain why. So I think let's all give our rating, and then we'll come back around and explain why. So who, you guys want me to go, or who wants to start?
Yeah, you go first, Jason.
Okay. So I'm going to give my season I was leaning toward a 5, but maybe a 4, and I'll explain why in a minute. So Jeff, what about you?
I was thinking a 4 as well, and it would have been lower if it was just my deer season.
Okay. Jake, how about you?
Man, you guys are tough on yourselves. I was going to give mine
like an 11?
Like a 7 at least.
Okay.
Um, Yeah, I mean, I would go with 7 on mine.
Okay. All right. So,
I mean, Jacob, you did have quite a bit more luck than us, I think.
Yeah.
I guess
so.
So my reasoning for a 4 or 5, and I, and part of the reason I'm waffling is, you know, we've got muzzleloader coming up, and, you know, I guess the listener's sake, you know, the muzzleloader hunt we do out at our grandparents' farm is usually a sort of boom or bust. We either see deer and get into deer, or we see nothing. And so, you know, that could sort of solidify my 4 if we see nothing, or bump it up to a 5 maybe. But it was a tough season for me this year. I didn't shoot a deer with my bow, or I haven't yet. I have deer in the freezer from gun season, you know, from deer drives, but I wasn't able to get a deer sort of by myself, if that makes any sense. We had the parks hunt at the beginning of season and basically got my rear end handed to me, you know, in that. Not that I spent every day out there, but, you know, logged a fair bit of time out there and never even came close. I did pass a doe out at property here locally where I have permission during the rut, kind of regretting that decision at this point, because I would like to get another deer in the freezer. But on the bright side, this isn't 2020 season. But for 2021, I did send a way back in the beginning of this whole pandemic, back, you know, turkey season, I just, because of everything, I chose not to go down to the cabin for our annual turkey hunt. I stayed home. I asked my neighbor, who owns 80 some acres behind my house, it's all farm field and basically the tree rows that surround it, if I could turkey hunt back there, because I had seen some turkeys. He let me hunt. Never came close to a turkey in the spring, but I sent him a Christmas card this Christmas and said, hey, you know, thanks for letting me hunt back there. Hope your family has a, you know, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Well, he texted me after he got that and said, thanks for the Christmas card. Consider this your permission to hunt my property in 2021. Just let, you know, send me a text or something. Let me know you're going to be back there. So that's a big, it was an unexpected response to a Christmas card. So I'm chalking that up as a big win. Like I said, it's all farm field. It's not, he hasn't planted it in corn or beans since I've lived here. It's, you know, he plants it in wheat, winter wheat, or they were doing, I don't know if they were working on drainage or something in the field the one year, and so there was nothing in it. And so, anywho, so it's not like a huge win, but it's a, you know, it's a nice, I don't know, win, I guess, for to wrap up the 2020 season going into 2021.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, you know, so I guess for those reasons, was my hunting season sort of mirrored just the world in 2020. You know, things were just tough, hard to come by, didn't go as planned. So that's why I'm giving it a 4. So Jeff, you also ranked your season a 4.
Yeah. I'm gonna start with my deer season. You know, kind of talk about that. Deer season started off with the parks hunt, which I, like all of us, really, it just, we kind of couldn't figure out the deer there.
Yeah.
the very opening day, the evening of opening day, was the only time I really got a good look at a deer there. Other than one time I walked out to put bait out, or maybe I was scouting right after work. I was doing both, and had a deer that I jumped just jump up and stand at 20 yards.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, we never figured the deer out there. We put a lot of effort, a lot of time into it, and just never figured them out. And then my very first day hunting my property, because I spent the whole beginning of the season out at the park property. In years past, I have always, the very first time I sit that tree stand, I have deer walk a specific trail and walk right underneath of me. And I had told myself this year that, you know, the first doe to do that, I always pass up these does that do that. And they catch me as soon as they basically get underneath me. And I said, this year I'm not doing that. As soon as they walk, you know, when they walk that trail, I'm shooting them. And I, sure enough, they did the exact same thing. I shot that doe. However, to come to find out, still in daylight, you know, I took care of that deer and drug it up to the house. Still in daylight, I had a shooter buck walk in front of my trail camera in front of that stand. So had I let that deer pass, I would have had that shooter buck.
Just a kick in the pants, man.
Yeah, and then that was the only deer I got this year, was that doe. I pulled the trigger twice during gun season. You know, so not much activity.
Yeah.
Squirrel season was good. I mean, that was great. You know, I got two black squirrels, which, you know, finished my Ohio Squirrel Grand Slam. So that was exciting. You know, that was good. I started waterfowl hunting this year. Opening day of duck season in the northern, well, statewide actually, but opening day of duck season, I pulled the trigger three times. I got three wood ducks, so, you know, that was great. Rest of the season didn't go that great. I mean, because of deer hunting, I didn't get out too much. I think I only got out three times really to duck hunt, and just they weren't my days. You know, I saw ducks every time, just not many and not any I could ever get a shot at. And then I put some effort in the dove hunting this year, and none of that turned out really great either. So
yeah, as you were talking, I remembered our dove hunt was another epic fail.
yeah, and I went to a couple of ODNR dove fields, and while I saw some doves, I just never, you know, I didn't go opening day, so the birds were a little wary of people, and all of my shots were just about at the end of my range. So, but I went out a couple other times and shot one or two doves. So that's basically the reason for the low score. You know, my duck season was fairly successful, really. I mean, it went as well as I could expect.
Yeah.
You know, I got real excited when I went out, you know, first time and was actually successful by myself, you know, solo hunting. I got real excited then, but after that, it was tough. You know, it was more of what I was expecting. A lot of losses before I got a win. So,
right. We need to pause here briefly and talk about our sponsor, Monster Whitetail Grub. Monster Whitetail Grub is a deer feed company, and we've had really good luck with their stuff. So they've got their signature Monster Whitetail Grub feed, which is a high protein feed. There's mineral mixed in with it. You can get all kinds of different additives added into it. They've also got flavored corn options, as well as just straight mineral. So whatever you need, whatever you want to use to either supplement your deer or feed your deer, get them in front of your stand, whatever you need, they've got it. Go to ohiohuntsman.com/sponsors and you can get in touch with them, figure out where you can buy it, if there's someplace locally to buy it, or you can order it direct from Monster Whitetail Grub and they'll figure out a way to get it to you. So with that, let's get back into the conversation. So that brings us to Jake. So you ranked it a 7. Why a 7?
Yeah, I ranked it a 7. Well, for starters, because I kept it simple and I didn't try all these new things to fail at. I just stuck to what I know. What I know is deer hunting. So that's all I did, really. Turkey hunting in the spring, we'll start there. I didn't have any luck, but that's normal for me. I've never had any luck turkey hunting, so that doesn't play a role for me. That's just a fun trip to the cabin.
Right.
I never have luck turkey hunting, so either I'm a bad turkey hunter or I have terrible luck or both. So that didn't really put a sour taste in my mouth because that's just kind of normal for me. The dove hunt, like you said, you guys, we weren't super successful, but it was still a good time. I mean, we had fun. We blasted a few birds. There was birds flying. It's not that we didn't see any. It was few and far between, though. We saw a couple and shot, I don't know, what did we shoot? 2, 3? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember. Nothing like the year before, though.
No, nothing like the year before, yeah. But I'm in my deer season. I was able to get my daughter onto a deer. So my daughter shot her first deer this year. Obviously with a lot of my help, she's 5, but, she went hunting with me 2 different times and was able to pull the trigger on one. So that was cool.
Yeah.
So that's a success. That was one of my goals for the year, was to get her to shoot one this year. She had went with me the year before, and sat in the blind, but wasn't interested or wasn't, I didn't think she was even ready, but she didn't. So I shot 2 years ago. This year, I had the crossbow on a tripod and everything set up for her. Basically, all she had to do was pull the trigger, but she did it. She pulled it off. So that was cool. I was able to have a little bit of luck at my property taking, I harvest my, like I said, my daughter got a doe. I was able to get a doe out there. I guess it wasn't extended gun. It was the end of gun week after I got home from the cabin.
Yeah.
I was able to get a nice big doe there, and I kind of skipped the parks because it was such an epic failure for us. But I was the only one that had success at the parks. Opening day of parks, I did shoot a doe. And I had a fairly good amount of encounters with young bucks between my property at the parks that opening day. I passed on a young buck. I guess the reason I don't rate it higher than a 7 is I wasn't able so far to harvest a buck this year. But I was, I don't know that that's, that's hunting, I guess. I was being selective. I could have shot a buck if I wanted to shoot a small buck. I had opportunities. But the ones I was looking for didn't have a good opportunity. And I had a near miss with one of the real nice bucks at my property. So that was cool. I got to see a real big deer on the hoof and it was just out of range. So that was, that's exciting.
Yeah.
To know that they're not just on camera. But yeah, so it was fairly successful. I mean, I was able to stock the freezer. Like I said, my daughter was able to get out with me early season a few times. So that was all good.
So that's why I guess I rated it a 7. Gun Season was Down at the Cabin, as we've already brought up or talked about. Was an epic failure for all of us, basically.
Yeah.
Just because of the conditions, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but it was just terrible, terrible conditions down there. So this is the first year in a long time I haven't shot a deer down there, though. But so be it. It wasn't in the cards. And like I said, I was able to get one later in the week up at my property to fill the freezer up. So
yeah, then, it's the first year in a long time that somebody hasn't shot a deer opening day, opening morning.
Right. Yeah. It was tough hunting down there.
Tough, yeah.
But and then there's, like you said, there's muzzleloader, so that there's the hope of muzzleloader that we'll get into them and maybe put some more down. So
are you hunting just out at grandma's, or are you hunting at your property at all, or
probably just at grandma's, because we're having my son's birthday party that weekend. So not that I couldn't do it, but it's one of those happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
She's planning a party at my house. So if I run off and hunt, I'll probably be in trouble. So yeah. I'll probably keep it to just the date we have on the calendar out at grandma's, and that'll be enough. I've had plenty of opportunities. She's been really good about letting me go over to the property hunting for the shooter bucks over there. So, and I'll probably try to squeeze another sit or two out if I can get the weather to cooperate. You know, I mean, at this time of year, those bucks, they don't, based on what my cameras show, they're not shootable unless you catch the right situation, you know, big temperature drop, snowstorm, that kind of stuff. I have gotten pictures right at, you know, last light, but other than that, they're pretty middle of the night, nocturnal. It's not even really close.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Okay. So that's our seasons. Hopefully I'd be interested, you know, to sort of survey the listeners. So, you know, if you guys want to send us a message, or, you know, if we put a post out about this episode or something, drop a comment with your number rating. I'd be curious to see how everybody else's seasons went. So if you would send us some sort of message one way or another and let us know. So I guess that leads into an ask. excuse me. That leads me into an ask I have of you is, if you aren't already subscribed to the podcast, please, I'm going to ask you to hit the subscribe button. And basically what that does is you get notified, or you should get notified, anytime we release a new episode. And hopefully that turns into more downloads for us. The other thing I'll ask is, leave a review. If whatever podcast platform you're listening on, if it's, you know, Apple Podcast, whatever, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever, you can listen wherever you're listening to this, like the episode, leave a comment. That helps other people find us. That helps with the algorithm and things like that. So that's another ask I'll make of you. And then, as we talked, you know, letting us know how your season went, you can do that on social media. You can do that through our website. So if you aren't already following us on Facebook and Instagram, check that out. We're Ohio Huntsman on Facebook, Ohio Huntsman _ podcast on Instagram. And like, if you've listened for any amount of time, you've probably heard me say, you know, we try to keep you up to date with our social media on any kind of developments in in the year that are pertinent to, you know, people who hunt fish in Ohio. That reminds me of another reason why I rated this season as a 4 is Ohio had our first CWD positive in wild deer, not anywhere near where we hunt, but still kind of a black eye on the season. But I digress. So that's, I guess, an ask I have, or a couple asks I have of the audience. As far as how the podcast has done in 2020, surprisingly well. So I want to thank the audience, that, you know, those of you that download and listen to every episode or most of the episodes. We really, really appreciate it. I don't know the specific numbers, but I know our download numbers more than doubled this year, which was awesome. So we've got some cool things coming up in 2021, I think. And so hopefully those numbers will continue to grow. That's why I ask, you know, share, like, subscribe, comments. So that all helps people find the podcast. So if you listen to an episode and you think there's something in there that, you know, a buddy or a family member might benefit from, send it to them and, you know, maybe we can earn another subscriber. So thank you all for, I guess, just thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for interacting with us on social media. We like hearing from you all and how things are going with your seasons and, you know, your success pictures and your failures. You know, I feel like we talked a lot, or I talked a lot about, you know, failures this year, this season. So it's always, I don't want to say encouraging, but, you know, sometimes can be helpful to lift your spirits if you know you're not the only one that's having a tough season or you know, struggled with the weather, you know, the first 2 days of gun season or whatever. So
yeah, this year was a good reminder that it's hunting and not killing. You know, I think, sure, I yeah. kind of needed that reminder a little bit, that, you know, because I've usually, I mean, for the past quite some time, you know, shooting does at least was no big deal, no big challenge,
right?
And this year wasn't the case, so it was kind of a good reminder to be appreciative.
Yeah, for sure. Jake, were you gonna add something there?
I was just gonna comment when you were saying you're stumbling for words or whatever. I was gonna say misery loves company.
There you go. There you go. Yes. Yeah. So, and then the other thing that I wanted to mention or ask of the audience is, what do you all want to hear from us? What would you like to see or hear in 2021? One thing that I will share that we're going to try and do is do more episodes with people from the ODNR, more guest episodes with them. You know, based on download numbers, you guys seem to enjoy that type of content. So we're going to try and do more of that. But if there's something in particular that you want us to cover, a guest you want us to have on, anything like that, let us know. Is there, if there's a topic that you think needs talked about, or, you know, something you'd like to hear us pontificate on or, you know, just discuss on the podcast, send us a message. There's, you know, like I said, lots of ways to do that. Send us a direct message on Instagram. Commenting on a post might, you know, things can get lost there, but, you know, you can send us a Facebook message. You can email us at ohiohuntsman@gmail.com. There's a contact us form on our website, so which is ohiohuntsman.com.
lots of different ways to reach us, I guess. So if there's something you want us to talk about, let us know. We'd be, you know, can't guarantee that we can get a particular guest on, but, you know, we'll do our best to get somebody on if, you know, we have people asking for it. So with that, I don't know. Do you guys have any other comments on 2020 or how the show went this year, or anything like that, that you want to leave the audience with?
I don't think I have anything earth shattering. Just kind of echo what you said, Jason. Just thank everybody for their support and their, you know, interaction. It kind of, as with anything in life, it can get kind of tedious, and I don't want to say boring, but the same old routine over and over. So any interaction that people give us and feedback, that's all greatly appreciated, because it helps us to know what we should focus on. Because, I mean, we're doing this because we enjoy it, but also our kind of mission for the whole thing is to educate people and help other people with it. So, yeah, just kind of give us, we appreciate the feedback. Don't be afraid to reach out to us. We like for sure to hear from you guys. So,
yeah, we, you know, to, I guess along those lines, right? We talk into these microphones and, you know, without some audience feedback or audience participation, you know, it's like, well, I guess we have download numbers to kind of know if things are going well or not. And like I said, download numbers were, you know, up significantly this year. So I'll take that as a win, but yeah, if there's something specific, so. All right, Jeff, anything from you?
I don't think so. I think we covered it.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, we'll let everybody go. And like I said, hopefully your 2020 season went well. Hopefully it was more in the 7 category and less in the 4 category. But it just means, you know, Jeff, like you said, you know, it's a good sort of reset for me as well, and it just makes me look forward to the 2021 season that much more. Like, you know, I'm hoping for a redemption season and things go much differently. So, all right, with that, like I said, we'll let you all go, and again, thank you. Okay, so that's going to do it for this week. Hopefully your season is going well. Hopefully you have been able to fill some tags, fill your freezer, and we've got 2021 to look forward to. So if you could, give us a like, give us a review, give us a thumbs up. Any of that interaction that you guys give us is greatly, greatly appreciated. You can follow us online at Ohio Huntsman on Facebook, Ohio Huntsman _podcast on Instagram. We're always on there, like we said, trying to keep you up to date with things and trying to interact with you all. So if you have something you want us to talk about, let me know and we'll get it added to the list. And with that, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.